Welcome to the lesson on resampling metallic textures in Ableton Live, specifically designed for drum and bass production. If you're passionate about sound design like I am, you're in for a treat. Today, we'll explore how to create unique metallic sounds that can really add depth and character to your tracks. First off, let's get started with the lesson overview. By the end of this session, you'll have crafted a rich, resampled metallic texture ready to layer over your drum patterns or use as atmospheric backdrops. We'll be diving into various techniques using Ableton's native devices and effects to shape our sounds. So, let's set up your project. Open up Ableton Live and create a new project. Make sure you set your tempo to around 170 BPM, which is a classic speed for drum and bass. Got it? Let's move on. Next, we'll create those metallic sounds. Start by adding either the operator or the physical modeler. To do this, create a new MIDI track. If you're on a Mac, use CMD plus Shift plus T. For Windows, it's Control plus Shift plus T. Now, drag in your chosen instrument from the Instruments folder. If you're working with operator, you'll want to use FM waveforms for your oscillators. Think sine or triangle waves for that rich sound. Don't forget to layer in a noise oscillator, it adds fantastic texture. Set your attack time to about 30 milliseconds and give it a short release of 100 milliseconds for a nice punchy metallic hit. Feel free to play around with the detune settings to really find that character. On the other hand, if you've chosen physical modeler, start with a metal bar preset. Tweak the damping and resonance parameters until you hit that perfect metallic vibe you're after. Now, it's time to record your sound. Create a simple MIDI clip with a few spaced out notes and play the track to hear what you've crafted. Once you're satisfied, let's convert that MIDI track into audio. Right-click on your track and select Freeze Track to transform it into audio. Next, right-click again and choose Flatten to make it editable. You're doing great, keep it up. Time to resample your metallic sound. Create a new audio track and set the input to your frozen track. Arm the new track for recording, and then hit that record button while playing your MIDI clip. Make sure to capture that sound. Now, let's spice up the resampled audio with some processing. Start by adding EQ8 to cut out unnecessary low frequencies below 200 Hz and boost the high frequencies above 7 kHz. This helps to bring out that metallic sheen. Next, add some reverb. A decay time around 2 seconds will help create that atmospheric space we're looking for. For dynamic control, use a compressor, set a low ratio of about 4:1 to keep those transients intact. And if you want to add a bit of grit, sprinkle on some vinyl distortion. It can add a nice texture without overwhelming your sound. Once you've processed your metallic texture, think about how you want to utilize it in your track. Place this sound in the background under your drum hits, letting it support your mix. You can also have some fun modulating it. Use effects like beat repeat or grain delay to animate the sound over time, keeping things interesting. As we wrap up, let's review some common mistakes to avoid. First, be cautious of overprocessing. Metallic sounds can become harsh if you push them too far. Balance is key. And remember to consider the arrangement. Ensure your textures don't compete with your leads or bass. They should complement them seamlessly. For those looking to push their DNB productions even further, here are a couple of pro tips. Pitching down your metallic sounds can create a heavier atmosphere, and don't shy away from layering multiple metallic sounds, detuned slightly from each other. This creates a powerful wall of texture. Automation can also be your best friend. Use it to create tension and release, especially as you build towards drops. Before we finish, here's a mini practice exercise for you. Experiment with different metallic sources. Go out and sample kitchen cookware, metal pipes, or even synthesized sound. Resample those unique inputs to create a diverse array of textures. In summary, today we covered a hands-on approach to resampling metallic sounds in Ableton Live. We turned MIDI into audio, processed it with EQ, reverb, and compression, and layered it effectively. As you continue making music, keep layering and automating these metallic textures for that polished, professional touch. All right, get out there and start creating those ominous, rolling bass lines with your newly acquired metallic skills. Happy producing!